The sanctuary is dominated by a dome, which is 100 feet in diameter and 65 feet high at the center. Mendelssohn designed the dome to appear to be reaching to the earth, symbolizing the nearness of heavens to earth and God's closeness to man. There are no walls that appear to be supporting the dome or dividing the heavens from the earth. The dome rests upon six pillars enclosed by a solid band of clear glass. And this clear glass caused a lot of argument between Mendelssohn and the building committee. Mendelssohn insisted on having clear glass in the sanctuary, even though everyone on the building committee wanted traditional stained glass windows. Mendelssohn argued that everyone in the sanctuary should be able to see outside, to see the changing seasons and nature around the building, and to feel the presence of God in that nature. Mendelssohn argued that, quote, "When you show me stained glass that has upon it a design as beautiful as God's design of the surrounding trees, the flowing river, and the sky above, then I'll give you stained glass. But don't waste your time, gentlemen. You won't find it. Besides, didn't the Lord say, quote, 'Let there be light'? Why do you want to shut it out?" The argument didn't end there, and Mendelssohn threatened to withdraw from the job if the committee decided to have stained glass installed. Mendelssohn won, and we have clear glass in the sanctuary. It's a very wonderful view when you're praying in the sanctuary, very peaceful, very lush around the sanctuary, the trees, you see the changing seasons. You don't see any cars. You don't see any people. All you see are the trees, the sky, and what better place to feel God and to be praying in than in the sanctuary. The backdrop of the sanctuary is the bima, or the pulpit area. It's raised. It's on three levels itself. The lowest level is where the rabbi's lectern is. Rabbi in Hebrew means teacher, and the rabbi, he or she, is then close to the people that he or she is speaking to. The second level is where the Torah scrolls, or the scrolls containing the five books of Moses, is read. And the highest level is the Aaron Kodesh, or the Holy Ark, that holds the sacred Torah scrolls. The back of the bima has three main symbols that Mendelssohn included. He chose these three after doing research. Mendelssohn was